AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A tweet from Switzerland, where the six world powers involved in those nuclear talks with Iran are trying to reach agreement on a framework with Tehran. They have had an all-night session they have broken now for some rest. But State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf, who tweeted, says talks will resume in a few hours. The White House is rejecting assertions in the meantime that two 24-hour extensions are a sign that the U.S. and its allies are caving in.
Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the talks continue because they're continuing to bear fruit in the U.S.-led effort to nail down Iran's commitments to curbing its program.
As long as we continue to make progress in pursuit of those commitments and those agreements, then we'll do it.
Critics in Israel and Congress have said the fact the talks have blown past their Tuesday midnight deadline shows Iran is calling the shots. But Earnest says quite the contrary.
The reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
Still, he says Iran has yet to make the tough decisions needed even to reach an outline of a deal. Mark Smith at the White House.
New Jersey's senior senator is scheduled to appear in a Newark courtroom later today. Bob Menendez has been indicted on corruption charges but expects to be vindicated. Pemex, the state-owned oil company in Mexico, says a ferocious fire on one of its platforms in the Gulf is now under control, but four workers died and 16 were hurt, two with life-threatening injuries. The fatal police shooting of an unarmed black man in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina has been classified as a homicide, but AP correspondent Kevin McGill reports the officer who admitted to firing the fatal shot can't be tried again under federal law. Gunmen have stormed a university campus in eastern Kenya. It's unclear if there are any fatalities or people wounded. This is AP Radio News. A pay bump for workers at some McDonald's restaurants isn't likely to ease the pressures the chain is facing over labor issues.
The raise will go to about 90,000 workers at restaurants owned by McDonald's. That's about 10% of the more than 14,000 locations. The rest are run by franchisees, and McDonald's says they make their own decisions on pay and benefits. McDonald's is following the lead of other major companies like Walmart, who have raised pay as the economy picks up, making it harder to find reliable help. McDonald's has also been dealing with negative publicity from ongoing demonstrations demanding pay of $15 an hour and a union. I'm Ed Donahue.
The minimum wage went up Wednesday to $15 an hour in Seattle, but workers won't be seeing anything close to that in their paychecks this week. The increase is being phased in gradually through 2017 and beyond. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Pet owner, save this. TikTok has free training guides and behavior tips, potty training, tricks, healthy diet ideas. No expensive classes needed. Just scroll and learn. Download TikTok now.